You got porn in your pocket, meaning anywhere, anytime, all day long.
And Job said, I've made a covenant with mine eyes.
What do you have to do? What lengths do you have to go to? Whatever it is, get it out of your life. Stop it.
You fight it as though your very life were threatened, which it is.
But it's not about fighting by yourself. It's about fighting with brothers who are right there with you. And I am one of them. We are in this together because this is Fight Club.
I'm gassed, man. But this is exactly why I want to be here talking right now. I'm so tired. It's been a terrible week. Like, seriously, every single day this week has just been like, no, today's going to be a good day. And then I'll get to the end of the day. I'm like, man, today sucked. Today was a terrible day. So many things this week did not go my way. And that's okay. That's life, right? But what's so important is realizing that even on those days, you still got to battle. You still got to fight. You still have to pursue Jesus. And I'll be honest, I'm here in a state of vulnerability because I have not been very good this week. I didn't fail per se. In fact, I feel pretty good. I'm in a place of like, I don't really see. I mean, I could fail at any moment. You know, that's always kind of on the mind is like, oh, you know, maybe today's the day that I don't make it. But I can fight it off easily. It's not like I'm overwhelmed with temptation or anything like that. But these are the days that matter so much more than I think me or you realize. It's the days when things are wearing on you, when a lot of stuff doesn't go your way for a long time. You know, I've heard this in a YouTube video about like a survivalist out in the middle of the woods. And he said, he's like, usually like disasters don't happen because one thing went wrong. Disasters happen because a lot of things went wrong. And that's kind of what it's like in purity. It's like, usually you don't just have one thing that causes you to fall into sin. Usually it's a slew of things that all together push you into sin. But what I think is so important is we spend so much of our battle in retrospect, right? We're like thinking back, like, oh, how did I fail? How did I get here? What did I do? Like, what led to that? You know, like, I can't tell you how many times I've laid in bed after failing, just like at the lowest point of my life, honestly. Like, there's no worse feeling that I've ever felt in my life than that. Just laying there with this guilt and this shame and this weight of like, what, where did I go wrong? Like, I don't want to live like this. It's like Romans 7, you know, like what I do, I don't want to do. And what I don't want to do, I do. Like, that's how I feel every time at that point. And I'm just like, what, how did I get here? What is this? And I'm looking back and I'm thinking back, trying to like rummage around and find an answer, find something that I can point to, be like, that's where it went wrong. And it's so hard to do that because in failure, especially when you start to live in victory, when you start to have success, you do well for an extended period of time. But also at the same time, your fall isn't like a one day thing. You don't fall in an afternoon. No, you fall over the course of weeks and months, like genuinely. Every time that I've fallen, I had a failure not too long ago that really threw me. I mean, I was on 75 days or something like that. Like, I was doing amazing. I really thought I would never, ever fail again in my life. And then a lot of things went wrong. And they went wrong in ways that they haven't ever gone wrong in before. So I got tricked into believing that it was a new thing. Like, this was a new way of battling. This was a new challenge to conquer. When in reality, it was all the same thing, just in different packaging. But it's like, I tried to think back of like, when did I start to fail? And I was like, well, yesterday. Clearly yesterday is when I started to fail. And then today is when I failed. But that's not true. The longer that I thought about it, the more that I dug, the more I realized, oh, wait, no, that yesterday wouldn't have happened without the day before, and the day before without the day before that. And then I could trace it back and realize that I started to slip way before I ever realized. And that's why days like today are so important. So real quick, I just want to talk about what I'm feeling right now. First of all, earlier this week, I was feeling great. I was coming off of a really good weekend. Like, there was a high. Things were going well for me. I had a really tough weekend a couple weeks ago that, like, honestly, one of the lowest that I've been in my life. Like, I was legitimately depressed. And I don't like to just throw that word around, but I was feeling incredibly lonely. This new phase of life that I'm in right now is so new, so different, so overwhelming, honestly. Like, there's so many aspects of it that I just wasn't ready for. I mean, I thought I knew what I was getting myself into when I took this job, and clearly I didn't, because so many things just hit me like a freight train. in that kind of the second weekend of all this. And so everything was new and everything was difficult. And I thought I was fine, but I was really just suppressing all these feelings. And then it all blew up on one weekend. It blew up. And there was a holiday weekend. I had extended period of time being alone, being at home, having nothing to do, having the weight of this loneliness, and just all of these things just kind of imploded on me. And I just, you know, fell apart basically. But even in that instance, it wasn't just that weekend that caused me to sin. No, I was failing weeks before. I remember a month before that, I was on a trip to the Caribbean with my parents, actually. It was a great trip. It was really fun, but I could tell that my eye discipline was not where it used to be. I used to be super good about, no, I'm not letting any of that in. I could feel myself wanting it again. Like it was back to a heart. My flesh and my desires were tempting me into it, but I kind of ignored it and said, oh, it's not that big of a deal. I'll be fine. And then it just gets more and more and more and more. I remember walking through the airport at one point and seeing advertisements and be like, no, dude, stop. You know what you're doing. You know what you're doing. But I kept looking back. And so it's like, oh, that's harmless. That's not that big of a deal. I could see some of the TV shows and the movies that I was allowing myself to watch again. I was slipping slowly and slowly and slowly, slipping back into all these habits, all these old ways, all my old life, basically. And it was dangerous. And the fruits were very clear. Several weeks later, when it all imploded. And I remember that night I was like, what happened? Well, today was just a bad day. Oh, no, a lot of things went wrong. And at no point did I start making good decisions. It was that simple. And then now where I am today is we're about 2 or 3 weeks removed from that. I've been doing well. I've been on a high. I've been having success. But now I can start to feel the weight of this past week. This past week drug me back into a lot of these ruts, these things that emotionally I become vulnerable to certain things. And a great example of that is just frustration. Frustration is one of those things that when things are out of my control, sometimes I'll overreact and I will try and validate that I have control in this life. And there's a couple things wrong with that. One, we don't really. I mean, so much of my life is not up to me. I think about where I am in my life right now. I'm like, I didn't. How can I take credit for any of this, first of all? But how much of it happened to me? I'm not trying to say I'm a victim of my life or anything like that. But just like stuff happens, you know, there's that famous phrase, stuff happens. It's said a little bit more vulgarly, but stuff happens. And that you got to deal with it. Like, this part of being an adult, stuff happens and you deal with it. And I think I'm starting to adjust to that. And this is really the first real job that I've had. I mean, I've had a real job for a couple years now, but this is the first time where it's like, no, it's like an actual job. Like, this could be my job for the rest of my life, sort of thing. And I think just the finality of that and the responsibility of that started to weigh on me. But then also just like stupid little things would come up. This whole past week, I would be like, all right, I've been working a lot of overtime recently. I've been like, you know what? I need to just go home. I need to just take one of these days and get out at a reasonable time. Like, let me just get out, you know, maybe even like an hour early or something like that. And just go home and just get a reset. Maybe, you know, go on a walk, go on a run, you know, play some basketball. Do anything else just to get into like a different rhythm and just kind of take a break. And then every single day this week, without fail, about like noon or one would come around and I'd be like, all right, what are the things I need to do to be able to get out of here on a reasonable time? And then shiz would hit the fan. Like, literally something would happen where I would be like, oh, I would get pulled into something, or it turns out I forgot about something that I needed to do, or a meeting that I had. And I'd be like, oh gosh, okay, well now I got to go figure all this out. And then there it was, the rest of my evening went, and I'm working more overtime instead. And that happened every single day this week. Now, first of all, like I said, that's life. This is what life is. You know what I mean? You can't control everything that happens to you. Sometimes days don't go your way, weeks don't go your way, maybe months don't go your way, but it's about taking those blows. You know, it's like the famous Rocky quote, not about how hard you can get hit. No, that's not what it is. It's not about hard you can hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward and get back up. It's that sort of thing. You know, like that's what this week was. I wasn't hitting hard this week. I don't think I threw a single punch this week, but I got hit a lot. And the question is, am I going to get back up? Am I going to keep moving forward? And this is where it's super important. And this is the whole point that I'm bringing this up. Being aware of your emotions, of your thoughts, of your state of mind, of your presence, of your emotional well-being, like all these things, it's super, super important to be aware.
Now that might sound like, okay, that's part of life. Like, how do you go through your life and not be aware of your emotions? No, I'm telling you, this was like a revelation for me. And I think it's going to be for you too, is getting to a place where I can sit and actually understand what I'm feeling and why I'm feeling it, what I'm thinking and why I'm thinking it, why my processes are going the way that they are, and why my life is the way that it is at this moment. Like, it actually sitting down. And the reason this was a revelation for me is because this takes effort, a lot of effort, and it is exhausting. And there are days where I'm like, I don't want to do that. Like, it takes so much work to get to a place where I'm like actually understanding what's going on in my life. But it's super, super important, because nothing is random in this battle. Nothing is like comes up out of nowhere. Everything sprouts. Everything is seeds being planted. And the question is, which ones are you letting grow? And every time my computer goes to sleep, I just lose my train of thought. But anyways, seeds being planted. Something will happen during the week. This week, for example, frustration were the seeds that were being planted. Now, if a few of them are planted, it's super easy to find where they are and uproot them and get rid of them. But when you have millions of frustrations being planted in one week, it's really hard to dig each one up. And it takes a lot of effort to be like, okay, why did this one bother me so bad? Why was I so frustrated about that? And each one is important, because each one from the seed of frustration can grow lust. From the seed of anger can grow lust. From the seed of insecurity can grow lust. From the seed of loneliness can grow lust. All of these things, if you let them sprout, can grow lust. That is the fruit in our lives. For whatever reason, that's the vice that always comes out of all the emotions that we feel, all the things that come and happen, all the thoughts that we have. For whatever reason, that is the logical conclusion to those seeds being planted. And so we have to be so careful about what we're letting be planted, and also what we're uprooting. Because for me, this entire week, what I've had to do is every single day, I've had to take an honest look, like, okay, what happened today? Genuinely, what were the things that happened today? I mean, one morning, I think it was Wednesday morning this week, I woke up and immediately everything was going against me. Like, the shower didn't work. I was out of hand soap in the bathroom, and I had to go find it. I get a new bottle of hand soap and press down on it, and the bottle's broken. I was like, oh my gosh, what a morning. My washer wasn't working. I was trying to get some chores done. I walk out of my living room. It turns out I left some things out, and I was just like, most of the things are my fault, of course. I'm not saying that these things happened to me, but it was like that morning felt like everything was not going my way. I ended up running late, and then the traffic was terrible on the way to work. None of the lights were working properly. I hit a pothole on the way in. Like, I was almost out of gas, and I realized I needed gas, but the traffic was so bad I couldn't get to the gas. Like, everything was going wrong, and I was just so unbelievably angry. And I remember going into work that day and being like, okay, this is going to be tough, because I'm starting at a bad place. And if my day at work goes bad, I'm going to come home and be incredibly vulnerable. So I had to take a minute on the way into work, and I had to be like, all right, today is clearly not going my way. But I still have agency here. I still have free will here. I can still make my own decisions. And Viktor Frankl, who is one of my favorite authors, if you've never read A Man's Search for Meaning, I highly encourage it. It is one of the most remarkable books I've ever read. It is a difficult read. He is a Holocaust survivor. In the first half of the book, he talks about his experience in the concentration camps. It is crazy to read, genuinely, and scary. But the second half of it is, he's a psychologist, and so he spends the rest of it talking about the psychology of the Holocaust, basically. And he has a really famous quote, and it goes like this. He says, "In between stimulus and response, there is a space. And in that space is your ability to choose." I may have paraphrased that a little bit, but that's the essence. In between stimulus, frustration, anxiety, fear, anger, any of those things, and your response to those things is a space. It's never just, I'm frustrated, boom, there's my response. No, I'm frustrated. Space. I can make a decision in this space. And then your response. And having that presence of mind to realize that you do have that space, that you do have the ability to control yourself. It's incredibly difficult. And this week, I sucked at it, because something happened where, like, all of those things were going wrong that morning. And then, like, my backpack caught on the door handle and I lost my mind.
I think I've, you know, punched the door handle, said a few words I now regret, kicked a couple things, and then spent the next 5 minutes like muttering to myself as I walked out to my car. That was not using the space well. That was not being effective in my my space to choose. And so, you know, I learned from that, because then the next thing that went wrong, I took a second. I took a pause. I took a beat and I said, okay, I can decide here. What good is it to freak out and lose my mind and have a little outburst of anger? What is that going to benefit me in this situation? Well, it's not. Okay, what are my other options? Well, maybe I can turn on some worship music. Maybe I can stop, pause, take a few deep breaths, regather myself, maybe say a little prayer. Maybe I can repeat scripture. That's always one of my favorite things to do. Whenever things are going wrong, usually I start to believe lies when things are going wrong. So what better thing to do than to repeat the truth? And so it's things like that that are super important in reacting to things that are not going your way. But then on top of that, it's incredibly important for me on a night like this, before I go to bed, before I enter my weekend, and before I honestly get into a phase of vulnerability. Like, that's how I would describe where I am right now. I can tell I'm teetering. And let me explain how I know that. First of all, I got home today and I was like, I just need a laugh. I just need to, it's been not my week. Everything has been annoying and frustrating and everything has made me angry and it just been stressed and tense all week. So I'm like, you know what? I just need a laugh. I need to just burn off some steam. But the only things that I laugh hard at are things that aren't good for me. You know, there are things that are actually tempting for me. Maybe not all of it is tempting, but I know that if I watch this one YouTube video, that there's going to be a lot of stuff that's funny to me. Well, guess what? There's also going to be a couple things in there that are super tempting for me, that are going to start planting seeds that I don't want to get planted, that are going to lead me down a bad path, that in this vulnerable state might spark something in me. And that actually happened tonight. I got home. I was making good decisions at first, but then I saw this one YouTube video when I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to spend the next hour and just not do anything and just, you know, take it easy, burn off some steam. And then this one YouTube video popped up. I was like, yeah, okay, I probably shouldn't watch this, but I'm going to laugh. Clicked on it. Yeah, I laughed my butt off for the first 5 minutes. But then something came up. Something flashed on the screen. It wasn't, you know, super bad or anything like that, but it was tempting nonetheless. And I hovered on it. That's how I knew that I was vulnerable. That's how I knew that I needed to get out of that cycle and reset and take an inventory of where I am right now. Because as soon as I start hovering on things, that is the first step, right? Arguably the first step was clicking on the YouTube video in the first place, because that was falling into temptation. Maybe not lustful temptation, but different types of temptation. I've set all these boundaries for myself, what I know is good for me, what I know isn't good for me. And then when I cross one of them, but you know, one of the ones that's like way, way down the line, it's like, oh, that's not actually, that's a soft boundary. That's not like a hard, like, oh, you cross that one, we're going to start shooting sort of thing. No, it's like, oh yeah, okay, maybe we'll pay attention to you if you cross that one. It was that sort of thing, but that's little concessions that you make like that. That's where it starts. That's where your fall into lust starts. Like I said, it's not the day of, it's not when you start actually looking at the bad stuff or actually when you start acting out on your lust. No, it's way before that. It's way back when you make these little decisions that you think don't have any effect, don't have any weight, but they do, because that one did. And I could tell. I had a little flutter in my heart. Mind started racing on a couple things. Yeah, I can kick them out easy. But if I were to ignore that and to be like, huh, that's a dumb thought. Okay, let's keep on doing the stupid things that brought that thought into my mind in the first place. Well, that's going to start to lead me down a bad path. That's where the path starts going from this to this to this. It's exponential, man. It doesn't just like, you know, slowly go like that and then you're fine. And then no. It's like you're down here and then you're down and then you're down. And then all of a sudden you're in a failure. Like, it's crazy how quickly you go from I'm fine to failure. I mean, that can happen in a matter of hours. But the part up here where you're like, where you get from I'm okay to I'm fine, you know, like, oh, it's not that big of a deal. That part is long and drawn out and you don't notice it. It's like frogs, right? When you boil water and you try and drop a frog into a boiling water, it's going to jump out because it's hot. It doesn't want anything to do with that. But if you put the frog in the water first and then you boil it and it slowly heats up, it never notices until it's dead. That's how me and you are with lust. We spend so long sitting in the water, noticing that it's getting a little bit warmer, but oh, we're probably fine. And then soon enough, it's boiling and we're dead. And we've fallen into lust again. My whole point is this: pay attention. Nothing is random. Nothing is just like not pulling you in one direction or the other. Nothing is not either pulling you closer to Jesus or pulling you closer to temptation. And in nights like this, where you're vulnerable, where a lot of things, like I said, have not gone my way, where a lot of things have planted seeds in my life,
If I don't start uprooting those seeds and reminding myself of the truth by getting into the Word, by praying, by spending time in worship music, or by just going and playing basketball or going on a walk or watching like a hunting video or something like that, that's something that I love that's not tempting to me at all in any way, shape, or form. It's not bad for me, but it's like self-sustaining things. They're talking about good things. They don't swear. They don't do any of those other bad things. It's like even something like that, do something that you know 100% for sure will not tempt you in any way, shape, or form. If you need to get up and you need to get active, do that. That's good. You can do some push-ups, jumping jacks, go on a run, go play basketball, like I said, find your thing, go on a hike, whatever it may be. Do not, under any circumstances, do something that might plant another seed. Plant a bad seed that's going to grow into lust. It's going to feel like you're okay. It's going to feel like, you know, you can handle it. You can't. You cannot handle it. That is one of the most important lessons that I've learned in this journey. I cannot handle temptation. When I start to let it in certain little ways, it's going to grow to a point where I'm going to succumb to it because I've allowed it to grow, right? The Bible says that God won't give us temptation that we cannot overcome. But so many times we give ourselves to temptation that we cannot overcome. Like we will be sitting in a situation where it's like, I'm going to fail right now. Well, why? Because you put yourself there. You started looking at that stuff. You started yourself down that path. So please don't do that. And half of this is me talking to myself because I know that I'm at an inflection point. I'm in a moment right now. I'm probably realistically 5 or 6 days from when I would actually fail. Like if I were to keep going on this trajectory that I'm on right now, I'm probably 5, 6, maybe 7 days out from failure. Maybe it would be quicker if I make dumber decisions faster, but I'm a far ways off. I'm not going to fail tonight. I'm probably not going to fail tomorrow night, but the next night, maybe the night after that, probably. If I were to stay on this path, I would be in a bad place. That's why it's so important to pay attention to the little things. The little things are the stuff that grow into big things. So please, when you get into a place where you know that you're vulnerable, take self-inventory. But and even before that, take self-inventory every single day. That's why I do check-ins every night, because it's so important for me to just actually take a second, take a deep breath, and zoom out into third person and look at my life objectively. Not from, I did that because of how I felt about this. You know what I mean? Not where I can justify my actions. No, how would a neutral third party look at what I'm doing right now? A neutral third party would look at me watching Impractical Jokers on YouTube and be like, that's not a good decision for you right now. You know, maybe that's not a bad thing for you 20 years from now, or even 5 years from now, or even next year. Maybe once you can get a better handle on things and you know how to control yourself, maybe you'll be able to watch that, but maybe not. And right now you definitely can't. And so a neutral third party would have saw that decision tonight and been like, no, you shouldn't have done that. You need to stop right now. Now, luckily I did. Luckily I did realize, you know what, this isn't good for me right now. And I clicked off. And that was it. And then I went and played a game on my Xbox because I was like, surely this is going to be better. But even that had things where I was like, ooh, I could still take this in a bad direction if I wanted it to. But at least I'm aware of it. And being aware of it is the first step to being able to solve the problem. So take inventory every single night. Do check-ins so that you can be honest with yourself and you can understand where you are and where you're going. Because everything is a process, you know, it's days don't reset. You don't reset in your temptation every day. No, things build. You might be able to change it and change your trajectory and your decisions can change what you're going to be like 5 days from now. And I know that if I start making good decisions right now, which I have, fortunately, I know I'm not 5 days out from a failure anymore. No, I know that I'm at least 2 weeks before I would ever even be in a place like that again, because I've uprooted a lot of those seeds and those things aren't going to be able to grow into lust anymore. But if I start making dumb decisions again if things keep not going my way and then I don't make good decisions and uproot those seeds by making better decisions, by being intentional and putting those things on the table and be like, okay, why did this emotion bug me? Why did that thought bug me? Why did this plant a seed in my heart? Why could this grow into lust? How could this grow into lust? If I stop doing that and stop being an investigator of myself, then I'll start to become a victim of my emotions, of my thoughts, of my life. And whenever you're a victim, then you're going to fall into lust. So please, for both of our sakes, and I'm talking to myself again here mostly, but please take inventory of yourself. Be honest with yourself. Do the hard work of putting stuff on the table and examining it and being like, no. Why did that tempt me? Why did I allow that in? Why did I make that decision? Okay, now that I know why I did those stupid things, how can I fix that in the future? What do I need to do to not be in this same place right now? What boundaries do I need to put up? What things do I need to start pursuing instead of avoiding? And how can I be a better follower of Jesus? That's really what the question is. How can you be a better follower of Jesus? Every single day you can ask yourself that question, because every single day you can do better. And that's an encouraging thing. That's not a scary thing. It's not like, oh my gosh, what do I need to do better about it today? No, it's like, these are good things and they bear fruit. Good things come from good decisions. I know I sound like a broken record talking about good decisions, but man, one good decision can change everything for you. So anyways, this was a little bit of a different edition of the podcast, of the channel. But I just think it's super important to pay attention to everything you are feeling, everything you are going through, and don't let things just happen to you without putting it on the table and examining it and being honest with yourself about where you are and where you're going. Because once you start doing that, then you're back in the driver's seat, if that makes sense. You're no longer, you know, lust is no longer happening to you. These seeds aren't growing without your knowledge. No, now you see them growing. You know which ones are problems and you can uproot them and get them out of here. And we'll talk more about how to do that in a different episode. But for this one, I just want to really encourage you to pay attention. Nothing in your life is random. Nothing that is happening to you is without cause and is without effect. So take everything seriously and don't let anything come and go without you actually understanding why and how and what you need to do about it. So that's all. And last but not least, I say it every time, but get into your word, man. This is what I need to do today. I know that in the place that I'm in right now, I need this more than ever. So that's what I'm going to go do right now. I'm going to go get into my word, and I encourage you to do the same. Talk to you later. Hey bro, thank you so much for listening. And for more information on your battle with lust, please go to pursuegod.org/fightclub. And most importantly, join in on the movement by starting your own fight club today.